Tuesday's high temperature, only middle 40s. Then we're back to 24 by first thing Wednesday morning. Late in the week, a little recovery. Upper 50s on Thursday. Chance of rain again by Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
At the end of the last Democratic debate, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were caught on an open mic. Here's what we heard.
I think you called me a liar on national TV. I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that
Anytime.
Discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Later, Bernie Sanders mysteriously left the stage, and he also was caught on an open mic. Here's what we didn't hear.
And we can all take our seats. Indeed, it is for all the people who will be able to share in the celebration, especially will be public appearances. We also would like to
The moral of the story, watch out for open mics and don't vote Democrat. From our super secret studios, near a restaurant where you can get it smashed, scrambled, or smothered, or they'll kill it any way you like. It's the Health and Wealth Show. It's a radio show. It's a television show. It's a puppet show. And here's the man pulling the strings that'll make your money, make you money, head puppeteer, David Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you, Rusty. Hey there.
Be careful of them open mics.
I know it. Got to be careful about a lot of things. You'd be politically incorrect.
Yes, you will.
Especially on an open mic.
If you're not careful. I don't think I actually have an open mic moment. A lot of folks, been doing this a while, have got the open mic moment where they've said something.
Well, you
they didn't know the mic
they
was
see
on.
That little red button down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a good finger for job here.
Yes, you do. And, many times people in this, not everybody, but people in this business are sometimes known for their colorful language.
Yep.
But I think the rule of thumb is leave it at the door. If there's a microphone in the room, just watch your mouth. Don't say anything you couldn't
or
say.
Or you might have a bar of soap stuck in
yes, you
by
could.
The FCC.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, $20,000 bar of soap. That
will leave a bad taste in your mouth.
It will leave a bad taste in your mouth.
6:06 Monday night, and program notes to begin the week with. This is going to be your only night on this week.
Yep, the only night I'll be physically here.
Yes, you're going to call in some, but
I'm going to call in.
Rest
some.
Of the week, you're going to be
playing nursemaid.
Yeah,
nursemaid.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to expand on that. If you want to,
my beautiful wife is going to have a knee replacement tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So.
Now she's had one replacement.
No.
This is the first one.
She's had she's had other what they call clean out surgeries. You know, but eventually the bone gets on the bone, and there's not much further to go.
No, I've been thinking seriously about waiting for that full body replacement. That's a few years off, I think. But the head's in reasonably good shape. It's got a few dings in it, but the body's just like...
Well, you know about the teeth, don't you?
What,
the teeth replacement?
I'm thinking about that, too.
Yeah, they say, one dentist told me, he said, those teeth look good, but those gums have got to go.
I'm telling you, I hate when that happens. I have had to have so many taken out. What's that gum disease? I can't think it.
Peritonitis.
That's
not the word. It's something like that anyway.
But anyway, evidently you can inherit that from
gingivitis.
One of those.
Something like that.
Anyway, you can inherit that from your folks. My dad had.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and now I'm like Curly. I'm bald headed in the mouth. I can floss with parachute cord.
Well, that saves you money.
And I never choke anymore because my food is thoroughly chewed because it takes a lot more chewing.
Yeah.
But enough about my teeth.
Yes.
Let's talk about your money.
Let's talk about Swiss Army knives.
Hey, you know, those are handy.
I know it.
And you looked up some facts. Did you say that the Swiss weren't actually the ones who had something like that?
They were actually the ones, I think, that started. But I have to go back and look again.
Okay.
But I want to talk a little bit about five ways. This came out of Forbes, by the way. I'm stealing a Forbes article. You can read about it.
Well, they probably steal some of our stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know. Five ways a fixed indexed annuity. That's what I do. Are the Swiss Army knife of financial retirement planning. In other words, this guy goes on to say, as a licensed fiduciary for over 15 years, this guy that's writing this, and spending most of that time with retirees, he says, and this is in Forbes, I've heard the same desires and concerns repeatedly. They want a retirement product that will offer them safety, income, and growth. He says his clients' fears were, the repeat of 2000 and 2008 and year 2000. Their concern of how to pay for long-term care, and they're very concerned about outliving their money. And when he hears this, there's one financial product that keeps coming back, sort of like a Swiss Army knife. It's a hybrid known as the fixed indexed annuity. A lot of people get scared when they hear the word annuity. But the truth is not all annuities are created equal. In fact, a fixed index annuity is like a Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm.
It's flexible. It has multiple uses to help you benefit your portfolio. Here are five reasons for using a fixed index annuity as a Swiss Army knife for retirement planning.
Okay.
Number one, the most important one of all, safety of principal. The fixed index annuity is a vehicle where your principal is protected from the downside risk of the stock market. When the market declined in 2008, these hybrid annuity owners did not lose a penny in the downturn, are any of the gains that they previously were credited. None of this was lost. And this is possible because the consumer earns interest in the product by linking their contract to various stock market indices, okay? And there's no direct market risk. Number two, income. The retirement landscape has changed now that pensions are practically gone. Gone with the wind.
They go, too.
Individuals are having to create their own income stream, and that can be a scary thing. Well, okay, so the SECURE Act brought them in there. When you look at those measly, beasley, kind of crazy regular annuities that are going to be inside these 401ks, you're going to get sick. You're going to need to call me, the indexed annuity doctor, and we can fix your fixed index annuity.
It'll be much more efficient than that blame thing that's going to be inside that 401k is going to be a joke compared to what I can do with it.
There you go.
When Social Security benefits and other pensions can't provide enough income, this one product that offers all these optional guaranteed lifetime income streams by turning a 401k or an IRA dollars into an income stream, you can't outlive it. Can you imagine having your cake and eat it too? Having a guaranteed income stream in retirement is what I call a paycheck versus having a play check, is what this guy wrote.
Instead of a paycheck, you'd have a play check. That don't sound good.
No. So the number three, growth potential.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike bonds, fixed index annuities can offer safer growth with a potentially better upside than bonds. We've talked about this before. Bonds, interest rates probably going to go down another one, two, three times before they start coming back up.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens when they start coming back up? I've got a chart you can look at. On a 15-year bond, just a mere 3% increase in interest rates, you lose 45%, I think it was, 35 or 45% of your principal just goes away if it's still got 15 years to go. So anyway, you can look in that. Why lose principal? That's a bad thing. Losing your principal is a bad thing. Bonds are not totally safe, my friend. Short-term bonds, they don't lose principal as fast, but guess what? They don't make anything either.
There you go.
Okay. So anyway, the S&P 500 can be used. You're not buying stocks or bonds or mutual funds. You're simply linking your money to a share and a portion of the gains of what the option is that they're buying, okay? So I'm not going to read the rest of this, but I'll go into the other thing. Long-term care riders. There's a handful of companies that offer optional long-term care riders inside a fixed index annuity. And so if that's one of your concerns, we can look at that. Tax-deferred growth. You know, with this new SECURE Act,
mm-hmm.
taking away the fact that you can leave money parked indefinitely if it passes on down to your children, there's a way to leave tax-deferred growth if you know how. Now, that is one of those things that's not in the law that we can talk to you about. It's private letter ruling called, stretched annuity. Is a fixed stretch annuity or whatever. Essentially, they didn't take that away with the SECURE Act. Guess what? They probably would have if they could have thought about it, but it wasn't really in the tax code. It was just a private letter ruling. So probably some knucklehead just overlooked it, and we still have that. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, they're trying to go back and get it.
No, don't listen to me. Just forget about it. And then what's the other thing? Okay, there's other things that can be done with this, but it's like a Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm.
You have all of these things on there that you can utilize. I mean, like, okay, last year I had some that came in at almost 12, knocking on the door to 12% returns. Now, I grant you, that's a good return. But if you add a 15% bonus or a 10% bonus to that, that's pretty good. You know, if we have a downturn, that's not going to go away. If we have a downturn with the stock market or if the bond interest rates go up, you get clobbered. This stuff's not going to clobber you. Okay, so some of them have surrender charges. As long as you know how to take the money out in the right way, you don't suffer any surrender charges, and that's good usually from day one on a lot of these annuities. So, you know, you just got to know what's out there. And there's good, bad, ugly of everything. So don't believe all that malarkey you hear from certain folks that are trying to badmouth things. I'm not badmouthing their stuff, but guess what? When they lose money, all of a sudden, their mouths just shut, and they don't say much for a while.
They ain't talking that malarkey no more, are
they? And that's what happened in 2000 and 2008. They kind of hushed up for a while.
And, you know, there's something else I wanted to mention. You were talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and scary things that'll make you be frightened. But first off, I have been remiss. I have not introduced our intern par excellence. Yes, I'm talking about Luke, the intern over there.
Happy to be here.
There he is. Look at him. He's got his arms out. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll keep those ladies back now.
All right, get them back away.
We were talking a little bit before the show, and I mentioned something to you. Luke had heard about it. Crystal.
has filed bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I mean, times are hard when the little square hamburgers are going out of fashion.
And you know what? It's terrible because those have been around for a long, long, long time. Maybe they'll continue to exist. Maybe they can reorganize.
I sure hope so.
So, you know, there's just so many things that just hit you broadside. Crystal going out. Maybe the stock market goes down, they hit you broadside. You know, I was talking to someone today, and they said, well, hey, I made 31 or 32% on my investments this year. I said, yeah, I know. That's pretty good. In the stock market, yeah.
Yeah.
They were bragging me. But I said, where is that stuff? Oh, it's in stocks.
Mm-hmm. So they hadn't physically got the money in their hand.
Well, it's mutual fund stocks. I mean, they're a smart guy. But I said, what do you think could happen? Oh, I could lose half of it overnight. Yeah.
Well, I'd be moving that somewhere.
Well, you know, I mean, it just depends on the person. A lot of people just think they're immortal and they think the stuff, you know, oh, it'll come back. You know, right now they're talking about it might come if we do have a correction or if we just go flat. There's so many economists saying the next 10 years is going to be flat or not good or, you know, I mean, look at the bull market and the way it's run. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but we all have common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's run. You take a racehorse, you put it there on a racetrack, and you run it to death, and it's running real hard. Somewhere down the road, it's going to run out of wind. And that's what my old grandpappy said. That horse is out of wind, man.
And it's just going to drop dead.
You know, you put a runner out there,
uh-huh.
and he runs for a while, real fast, wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Can he keep doing it forever?
Well, you know, the funny thing.
He's got to drop down and take a breath.
Funny thing you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a famous battle back in Roman times, and they sent a guy to tell everybody that they had won.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran this distance and dropped dead. And he ran two marathons.
Mm.
And that's why they call the 26-mile run a marathon.
Really?
But, yeah, you're right. You know, he got there, delivered his message, and then he was gone.
Right.
That sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Well, I want to deliver a message so you won't be gone.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Just like Trump wants to deliver a message, hey, let impeachment be gone, you know?
And, you know, I'm thinking it's our friend Bradley Byrne.
Uh-huh.
Is running a commercial, and we like him.
We do like him.
And we wish him best, but he's got in there and said he supports the president 97% of the time.
Well.
I think I left that out. I just said
Did he say 97%?
97% of the time.
Well,
I think
you know.
I just said, and he supports the president.
Well, that's, isn't that like a... If you get 97% of the investment correct, isn't that pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
As long as you don't lose everything on the other three, I guess.
But still, you wonder what 3% he does not like.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, that would be a good question to ask him.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. But it sounds good.
And on that same note, Jeff Sessions, I've been hearing a lot of different things about Mr. Sessions' Senate run.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who are like, okay, and then there are those who are like, why? And, I mean, if you have any thoughts on that, give us a call tonight. We'd love to hear from you.
And if you can tell me five of the different components on a Swiss Army knife.
There's a Geiger counter, and let's see, I think there's a charcoal starter thing, you know.
I haven't seen all that.
Well,
Is this the modern one?
This is the deluxe one.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can send off for this one, you know.
Yeah. If you can call in and tell me five of the components.
A sextant? There's, when you look at the stars and everything, yeah, there's one of those on there.
Of a Swiss Army knife.
Uh-huh.
You can win a $10 Visa. Uh-huh. Well, it's not a Visa. It's a credit card thing.
You know the little things you look through, hold up to the light and see little girly pictures?
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's none of them on there, but they ought to put one on there. Just,
they could be some secretly on there.
Give them away at a bachelor party or something.
Yeah. But if you can give me five different things that are on the Swiss Army knife, you can get $10 off of Texas Roadhouse. call right now and let me know five different things that's on a Swiss Army knife.
272-9228. And that's pretty easy. I mean, you know, you can just kind of hit and miss, you know.
We'll give you someone's calling.
Somebody's calling to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
maybe it's one of the people from the Swiss Army calling us.
It could be.
Or maybe it's one of the people that's, I don't know. Maybe it's the Russian Army. I don't know.
There's a cheese grater on there for some Swiss cheese. Only great Swiss cheese. Uh-huh. So we got some. Oh, we got lots of folks.
Let's see. My dad, actually.
Your dad is on? Is he on for us?
Yeah,
he's on. Okay, well, let's see. Let's get him on.
Swiss Army knife expert. See.
Well, he was in the Army. I don't know if it was the Swiss Army or not. Chris, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Y'all doing all right?
Man, we're doing good. You going to be here tomorrow evening?
I'm going to be there tomorrow evening.
Good, because you'll be able to fill us in on this thing going on up in Virginia.
Man. It's crazy.
Is it?
It is crazy.
Okay, well, David's not going to be here tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Actually, the rest of the week.
I'll be playing with my Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he'll be calling in somehow. But what's going on?
Not much, man, not much. I wanted to give at least two of the guesses on the Swiss Army knife, so somebody only have to come up with three.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I guess we'll let you cheat. Go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna do toothpick and tweezers. How about that?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's right.
If you're picking your tooth, you can't get it, you can get your tweezers
what
out.
About your nose?
That's right. That's right.
Nose picker? I don't know. Well, they've got tweezers, so that would be a hair puller just in case, you know, if you get that one hair out of your... Well, I better not. All right, man. Is everything going all right over at the lodge?
Everything's great at the lodge. Well, good night. Good show.
You running the chairs tonight?
No, not yet.
Well, not yet. Tell my brothers I said hey.
I will. Sure will. Y'all take care.
See you tomorrow night.
All right, man.
All right. Bye. All right. So you got a kind of a heads up there. There's two.
A nose picker?
No, tweezer. Maybe, you know, you never know. Maybe the guy that came up with it, that's what he invented them for.
It could be.
Okay. And Robert is on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, David.
Okay. Now, did you hear what Chris just said?
Yeah, he picked my two favorite ones.
Okay, so all you got to do is come up with three more.
Yeah, I was going to go with a bottle opener.
Okay, yeah, that's one.
On that one, there's usually a regular screwdriver.
Mm-hmm, okay.
With the tip of it and a corkscrew.
All right, well, you won.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow, you made it too easy.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah. And are you a member of the Swiss Army?
No, former Air Force.
Oh, but you know that Swiss Army pretty tough. You never heard about them being in a war.
No, because they got the big knife.
Yeah, I like that. You know, they just what do you call it? They just put barbed wire around the country and said, "No, thank you."
Yeah, we need to make sure offline we get your address and everything so we can get you coupon to. I mean, Visa card, whatever they call it.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks. All right. We got another big winner. Let's see. Who we got on the line? Nobody?
He hung up.
He called back. We might give another coupon, another deal if you can give us three more deals.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Nose pickers disqualified.
Nose pickers. And was the guy who invented them named Tweezers?
Hello.
I mean, you know. Tweezers, you're never a mouth. You're always nitpicking. You know that. 272-9228, and let's see, about 6:25 now. And did winter come back in all its fury today?
It seemed to have. You know, it's been raining the last two or three days ago. It been mm-hmm. raining a lot.
And but I tell you
cold.
What,
we got cold.
We got out about 10 or 11 this morning. And I'm talking. It was very cold.
Yeah,
and went over. Guess where we went?
Where'd you go?
Went to the Walmarts.
The Walmart?
Yeah, we went over to the Walmarts. Of course, we were all...
Walmarts?
It was a bunch of us was over in Prattville at Applebee's the other night.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah. Oh, you know, there was some old guy had a birthday there.
Yeah, you old decrepit fellow had a birthday.
Some old fellow had a birthday. I think he's 29 years old.
He's old. He's all creepy looking and everything. But that was a lot of fun.
It sure was.
And
I was surprised.
Yeah, you weren't going to be there, and you snuck back in town. Very pleased with yourself because you surprised me.
Yeah, I told Donna not to tell you.
Yeah, well, she kept it to herself. Mom and Daddy came out. It was just a big old time.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What else is going on? We talked about Crystal. Well,
the daughter of Nancy Pelosi wants to pray for Trump. That's something new.
Well, she want to pray for him to die or something?
I don't know. I just saw that pop up.
I have never seen anything like this. I have never seen anything like people running for something who want to get combative with the people who are potential voters, like Joe Biden called that guy fat that time.
Yeah,
challenged him to do a bunch of push-ups and Joe Biden was talking to some folks at a black church today, it being Martin Luther King Day today.
Right.
And he compared Donald Trump to the KKK.
You're kidding?
No. And you got the folks that are just nutty. They're just like they're crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, look, you've heard of sore losers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like over the past 3 years, what has the Democratic Party done other than try to impeach Donald Trump?
Nothing.
And they started talking about that before he even got
elected. They helped pass the Secure Act so we'd pay more tax.
That too.
They did that.
What else was it? You know, the whole impeachment thing is hinging on this Ukraine phone call that happened in June.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Pelosi says we've been working on this for 2.5 years.
But basically, mm-hmm. I'm not an attorney, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, where is the wrong in trying to find something that's been done wrong? If you're the president of the United States, don't you have the right to ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what were you doing over there, and how did you get on the board making $60,000 or $80,000 a month, and you don't even know what all is, much less sit on a board? I mean, he doesn't know anything about oil.
Well, from looking at the young man,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he just got excused from the Navy because of his drug habit. I believe that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks pretty much like he couldn't find his butt with both hands.
Most people have a little bit of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give us a little credit here. You know, something don't smell right on the board. It smells like there's a fish sitting up there.
There you go.
A fishy fish.
Yeah. Well, here's a guy who's not fishy at all. Scott is on the line. Scott, how are you? Wait a minute. Right button. Here we go.
Fine. How y'all doing?
Doing hey, all Scott. Right, man. What's happening?
I think I got three more things for you now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say a pair of scissors.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
A little file.
Yeah.
And that little gator tooth-looking saw blade comes on.
There you go.
Man.
We're going to have to give away another Texas Roadhouse thing, I reckon. Man, I tell you what, this little packet knife is coming in handy for you guys tonight.
Man, it's packed with all kind of goodies.
Yeah, that's why nobody messed with the Swiss Army. The Swiss soldiers got to be about 6'8", 480 just to tote the knife around. You know?
And see, that's the reason why I keep talking about these fixed-index annuities. They got all kinds of things, too, you know, where you can have all these bells and whistles.
I'm going to put you back on hold, Scott.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we got Scott back on hold now.
He just hit the jackpot.
That's right.
He saw it with his knife.
Let's see. Wonder where you can get a Swiss Army knife now. I mean, other than online, I'm sure you can. I had one when I was a kid.
You get them from Switzerland?
I guess if you go to Switzerland.
Yeah.
And I gave Donna one time, and she kept it in her purse for years. She might still have it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they come in handy. And I just realized I've got this. My vest has two pockets.
Yeah.
Two like big pockets, and I've got a knife in. But it's like I'm ready for trouble.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm.
You have got to be ready for trouble.
That's why the Swiss Army knife, it helps you adapt when things come down the road that kind of throw you a curve.
If something throws you a curve in the market,
mm-hmm.
the stock market, the fixed index annuity has a device in it to help you file your way, scissor your way, mm-hmm. or
What would pick your nose way out of the
what
way?
What was that guy? MacGyver. He had a Swiss Army knife.
Oh, yeah.
You give him a Swiss.
I bet he owned a fixed indexed annuity. I bet you he did.
Probably did. You know, you give him a paperclip and some wet toilet tissue, he can make anything out of it.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I mean, you know, it's just like you got to be ready for trouble.
Yes, you
now,
do.
Now, look. We have a very, very, very inadequate government right now. Trump's done a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He's done a lot. He has really done a lot. And he must have a heck of a Swiss Army knife in his pocket to do the things he's done. You know, the mechanisms that he has. And they must be simplistic in his mind because he just doesn't. He don't even have to think about it. He just... Somebody, I was talking to somebody the other day, or heard somebody ask the question, said, okay, you know Trump real well, yeah. And they said, is he different when you talk to him behind the scenes than he is when you, you know, when he's on television? They say, no, what you see is what you get, you know?
There you go.
He is what he is. And so I think that might be his one of his secrets is that, you know, he is what he is. He knows what he needs. If he needs a Swiss Army knife, a saw, or a tweezer, or whatever, he just pulls it right out. He don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he don't want to. Is this politically correct to use this tweezer on my nose? You know, he don't come around doing stuff like that.
I don't know if you remember this or not. I do because I got room in my head for this. But there used to be a little cartoon that came on Saturday mornings called "The Perils of Penelope Pit Stop." And it was this good-looking little young lady, and she drove like a race car, and they were like racing across cross country. It's kind of like the wacky races.
Yeah.
And there was the guy was it wasn't Dick Dastardly, but it was the guy who was supposed to be her guardian. He was also an evil villain, and he was trying to stop her. Like he had a split personality. I remember it was voiced by Paul Lynde.
Mm.
But they had this. And it's getting, if it's not already out there, it's getting there. Anybody remembers this other than me, call us just to verify this for me. They had these 10 guys, like little mobsters. They were little dwarves. No, there were seven of them. There were seven of them.
No, come on.
And they were like little mobsters, and they called them the Ant Hill Mob. And one of them was, they called him Pockets.
Pockets.
And whatever they needed, he'd have it in his pocket. And
Swiss Army knife.
It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
And so that would be something neat is to, anytime you needed something, that you had it in your hand or in your pocket, like Norm Abrams from the New Yankee Workshop. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be on public TV, and he would build this beautiful furniture.
Uh-huh.
But he had this this New England accent. And he'd say, to make this mitre cut, he kind of sounded like the Tin Woodman off of Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
To make this mitre cut, I need a 12-millimeter kryptonite drill bit. And I just happened to have one in this drawer. Everything he needed, he had.
He said a Swiss Army drawer. Huh?
If I'm doing anything, I got to go to the store three times before I can get started.
Yeah.
And I want to mention something else while we're kind of off subject for a second here. You know, I'm going to play the commercial in a minute because, you know, we're giving you the business.
Giving you the business.
Yes, sir, we are. Falcarelli's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for somebody to come in and be the Mr. Falcarelli, I guess.
Well, essentially, you know, it's a what do you call it? It has no parent anymore.
It's an orphan.
It's an orphan.
And it needs somebody to come in and love it. And
love
raise it.
And make it grow.
Right.
And give it some nutrient.
And this could be you.
If you can adopt it.
Yes, you can. And you
know, adoption papers are very inexpensive.
And the thing is that we're taking your name. You call in, but you have to send in a resume or a resume, and
to resume the business.
Princess Leah has sent me a website, or actually a email, where you can mail your resume or something to tell us why you would be good to take over.
So you can resume the business with your resume.
With your resume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It is Foal Pizza Giveaway.
F-O-L.
F-O-L-P-I-Z-Z-A.
Mm-hmm. All together.
G-I-V-A-W-A-Y. That's Foal Pizza Giveaway @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll get her. I'm sure it's on the
Facebook
page. Mm-hmm. I'll get her to make sure it's on there. You just send in your resume, and we're serious. Somebody is going to win this. Somebody's going to get this.
Correct.
And get to open up this pizza place, and yep. You can be your own boss and sell pizza. And I don't know, what else do you sell with it? Breadsticks and chicken wings? And
anything that sounds Italian, I guess.
Yeah, hey, bread of sticks. That sounds Italian, anyway. But
you know, the bread of sticks, it's about the bread that you can make.
Yes, indeed.
That's what you want.
That's
the bread,
right.
The bread, the bread.
And she will be with us.
And I will put a disclaimer here. Ernest Financial and I have nothing to do with this transaction.
This is a whole nother thing.
Right. This is not a unregistered security or any kind of crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just somebody wanting to give you the business.
And wouldn't that be something if somebody got this,
uh-huh.
and then, 20 years from now, they got, 15 or 20 of these things around the southeast, they've branched out.
Maybe they would let Ernest Financial be involved with their 401k.
There you go.
Something. I don't know.
There you go.
Well,
and you know, we go in, and they got our pictures hanging up there. Our founders, you know.
I don't know. The people might say, that was your founder.
That one guy, weird looking. Yeah. But, yeah, and if you want some more information about this, you can check 272-9228 or call David Ernest at 279-7431. As a matter of fact,
I'm just a mediator in between. I'm not trying to sell anything.
Yes, you are. But what you would like to do, you know, January is sneaking away. It's getting gone.
Yes, it is.
And
we have this thing coming up on February the 7th.
Yes, we do. But what I was going to mention about January is you're trying to do your, your resolutions. You know, you got to get them in before January 31st.
That's right.
And one of them might have been to get your finances, get all your ducks in a row, as they say.
That's right.
With me, I'd be glad to have them all in one pond. But call David at 279-7431. Take him your 401k and take him all your goodies and let him roll it into something that's really going to start putting money together for you for your retirement or for one day when you might want to go into a business or want to go on a big trip somewhere. You know, you'll have the money. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to take a short break.
Yeah.
And we're going to play this commercial that tells a little bit more.
This Swiss Army knife's been jabbing me down here. I got to get it out of my pocket.
You got to close it before you put it in your pocket.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that could be.
Oh, that's closure.
Be careful. You could change faith. Yes. And we'll be right back with more Health and Wealth in just a moment.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's Samore.
Yeah.
How did that go? If you're bitten by an eel and it's got you by the heel, it's Samore.
I don't remember that one.
272-9228.
I have caught an eel, though.
What?
With a hook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
it shocked me.
I was an electric eel?
Not really.
Or you were just shocked that there was an eel on there? That's when you cut the line there.
Yeah, you know, it's just like when you look at your portfolio value and it shocks you.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. I like to take away all the bad and just make it good all the time.
I think we might have said this on the air the other day. I was out at the dam one day fishing. Mm-hmm. And there were these ladies down there fishing, and they started hollering and screaming. And I went over there, and they had caught a snake. There was a snake.
Sneaky snake.
I pulled it up out of the water, and it was about a 6-foot-long gar. You know, this ugly gar.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told them, I said, I hope you don't need this hook. And I just took my knife out and cut the line through. That's because I didn't want to get up near the business end of that thing.
No.
They say, you know, those things can get huge, like six, 8 feet long.
And you can't eat them.
Well, now, I'll tell you what. I have learned this from folks.
Uh-huh.
You get a fish like the gar or the carps.
Mm.
Carp.
Yeah.
You get a carp or something, and they're notorious for just being full of little tiny bones.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
Well, what they do is they take them and they clean them. Well, no, they clean them, and then they run them through a grinder, like a sausage grinder, and make little cakes out of them.
Oh.
And flour them and fry them.
Well, I had heard.
And you could do that too, I guess, yeah.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I'd heard this. You could put them, you know, sort of like a tuna and all them have a lot of bones in them.
Yeah.
That they pressure cook them and make the bones real soft.
Well, yeah, you know, like salmon. You know, you open up a can of salmon, you can see little bones and stuff. That's why people are sometimes kind of grossed out by it. But
right.
I like me some salmon patties now.
Oh, they'd be good.
Yeah.
They'd be good.
But I'll tell you what I did.
They're good for you, too.
They're better for you. But the thing is, if you don't fry them, I mean, you got to fry them just about.
Oh, I did a good salmon fried patty, yeah.
I did cook some in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I didn't do was dredge them through some flour before I put them in. And so they weren't crunchy.
Oh, and the non-crunchy.
Yeah, they were okay, but they weren't like mama's, you know.
Yeah,
so I always remember to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this SECURE Act, I keep throwing information in here. I don't want to get too boring. This SECURE Act has really changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like changing the horse in the middle of the pond.
I'm telling you, can't trust those people up there on the hill. They have really put it on us this time, and as bad as they'd say it, the Republicans did too. They went behind the closed doors, and they all came up with some kind of deal. We got hoodwinked, okay? Mm-hmm. But they did say, hey, guys, this is me paraphrasing, don't know the exact conversation, not even sure that this happened, but I think this is something like that happened. They said, say, guys, we don't want to be accused of everybody losing their retirement in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fix it. So we could have said, we told you, so we put an annuity in there, only pays like 1.5-2% return, but you could have stuck it in there and not lost your money. But I'm telling you what you can do. If you're at the right age, you can roll it out and put it in one that pays a heck of a lot more than that and beat the system. You've got to beat the system. The system is out to screw you. It's out to take your money. Just like this tax increase with the SECURE Act.
Mm-hmm.
All they're trying to do is pull the wool over our eyes. They're trying to get our money. The whole thing is about stealing us blind, okay? Are we that stupid that we don't do something about it? You've got to get in defense. You know, like in football, if there's an offense that's attacking you, you've got to change your defense around so that you can protect yourself from them running over you, you know? And that's what they are doing. They've changed the offense around. They got an option play on us now, and we don't have a monster man or whatever you want to call him out there to, you know, to chase him down. But I'm telling you, we need to get the big bad monster out there to defend ourselves, and that is to defend ourselves against the SECURE Act that's been put on us. It's not so secure anymore.
And you know what I've been seeing here since the other day when Elizabeth Warren called out Bernie.
Yeah.
The other day when she called him out, they're saying, well, now they were working together on this 42% sales tax. How's that? Is that going to be up in the air now that they're kind of at odds with each other?
Maybe they can accuse each other of something.
And I don't think I brought it with me, but you know, all this came from. She said that he said a woman could not be elected president.
Oh, I know, and he said he didn't.
Well, now, I don't mean to side with Bernie, but when I was
I
was looking for some stuff the other day, I found something that said Bernie from 1988, and he was talking about when Jesse Jackson ran. He said, I believe a minority could be elected. I believe a woman could be elected. And he said that. He said, I believe a woman could be elected. And I went back and listened several times, and that's
right.
I'll get it and bring it.
I mean, she's just trying to hit him low.
She's a nut.
She's a complete nut. Listen, she's the worst one for she is one of the worst enemies financial planners have, in my opinion. In my opinion, because she wants to destroy all the products and make them turn into one so that she knows where your money is. And that's what I think she's looking for. She's looking for all that money.
And she said, well, you called me a liar on national TV. Well, I think everybody pretty much has since, you know, the whole thing, you know, about I'm a Native American.
Uh-huh.
Evidently, all you have to do is put that down.
I got lucky one time.
Yeah?
I got put on her bad naughty list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She named, didn't name me personally, but she named what I was doing on the naughty list, and I went back and looked at it, and sure enough, it was because we were taking money away from people and giving it to the right people. So, you know, essentially, it has to do with the way these index annuities work, you know. She hates the fact that she don't have control, and she's not the only ones. I mean, you know, whenever you got some kind of product or some kind of message or some kind of something, there's always somebody that don't want to agree because it hurts their bottom line.
Exactly.
You know, and not all index annuities or not all annuities, not all mutual funds and not all bond funds and not all stocks are the best. But there are good in every one of them, and you've got to know how to use them. And the SECURE Act is something that just got in there that I'm surprised it got in there, but essentially it just it's brought the taxes up by over a third on inherited IRAs. In other words, if you were going to pay plan taxes at 30%, it's more like 50 or 60% based on what I'm reading. And the reason why is because they got to pay all that tax within 10 years, not kick it down the road. There's ways to fix this, but you got to act now. There's ways to keep from losing the money in the stock market, but you've got to act now. You can't sit on the, you know, the sidelines and just say, well, you know, I'm going to think about it. Guess what? Most market tops hit when everybody least expected. Look at 2008. Look at 2000. Look at 1987. Look at 1929. Did everybody see it coming?
No.
Did anybody hardly see it coming? No. So don't think that somebody's going to warn you in time, if you're not ready, in time to get it right. You've got to do the things now. You've got to, you, it's the SECURE Act. It, you know, it might be out there a few years when your kids inherit this money or whatever. You don't want the government to get all that money.
No,
you
got to
fix it now.
272-9228. We've got enough time for a phone call or two if you'd like to call in. 272-9228. And another phone call you want to make is 279-7431. Set up that appointment with David Ernest. No obligation, won't cost you a dime. It could save you a whole lot of money and make your future so bright you got to wear shades. 279-7431.
Yeah, 279-7431. Leave a message. I'll get back with you. If you've got any questions about the SECURE Act or about indexed annuities or about anything like that that I can talk about, not everything's allowed to be talked about on the radio, okay?
Right.
We do have regulatory hindrance or whatever you want to call it, regulatory prevention. We can't talk about everything. But if you want to ask me a question and I can talk about it, If it's something I can talk about, feel free to call me at 272-9228, and I'll talk about it on the air. If not, then call me at 279-7431, and we'll sit down in a convenient time and talk about, you know, things that are allowed to be talked about off the air.
Just don't call BR549, because that is Samples Motor Company, and you don't want none of those cars he's selling.
No.
So 279-7431.
I wonder if some of those cars are still running.
I don't know. Every time he kicked one, the bumper came off of it.
I know an old guy that went up there to Hee-Haw one time and told me he wrote some jokes. And he had, you know, everybody thought it was a joke. And he produced a picture of them two pretty things sitting on his lap. And I'm going, man, if an old farmer that writes jokes can go up there and get pictures of them pretty girls, you know, he probably anybody could have. But he literally came back with pictures of the, what's the blonde and the brunette's girl?
I know the blonde is Ganella Hutton, but the and then the brunette, I'm not sure, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and this guy, he was sort of like a Carl, Mm-hmm. I'm seriously. He was sort of like him.
he went up there and got pictures
of those bubbles.
There's a guy I need to find it. It's on YouTube somewhere, and he could sound like a duck, talk and sound like a duck even better than I never could understand. He could make carry on a conversation, like, you know, and Donald Duck, I never could understand what the heck Donald was saying.
Well,
but he went up there. He was from Georgia, though.
Yeah.
And he went up there, and he did a little song, and it's on YouTube now, and they call him the Georgia Quacker Jack.
Quacker Jack?
Quacker Jack, and yeah. he does a little...
I guess it's better than being called a Georgia Cracker.
I guess so, you know. Whatever. Well, you know, you can get those in the store.
You can.
You can get some Georgia crackers over there. And you know, you go to Georgia,
yeah,
they sell Alabama crackers. So, you know, they didn't think anybody would want any Georgia crackers. 6:51 now. Still time for a phone call or two. Or send a teletype message or something by telegraph. You know, we've got... We got Luke over here. He can take it down and translate it for us and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, give us a call, 272-9228 or 279-7431 at my office.
Oh, and another quick note. Our president goes on trial tomorrow, which I just find offensive. That's just me. I just think it's the biggest waste of time, the biggest waste of money.
Well, you know, talking about the waste of money, exactly how much money have they lost?
Oh, my Lord. There's no telling how much money they spent.
And, you know, the thing about the pens?
Oh, that's criminal. They should be prosecuted for that.
It's unbelievable. They said, well, no, we didn't spend but, you know, $15 for these pens and all this kind of stuff.
I heard they were $2,200 a piece.
I heard they were $2,200. Then I heard they were, you know, more, and then I've heard they were less. But the fact is, the way they did it anyway... They all wanted their pictures, and they keep the pens, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, like they think they're going to be valuable or something,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, I'm one of these guys that signed this, you know, impeachment document, you know. That's a shame. Why would we want to pay for all this stuff and all this wasted time when they should have been doing some things to help us on our dime,
mm-hmm.
and all that wasted time, and they're using all our dimes.
And they talk about division, the country being divided. Well, look what you're doing, you crazy people. There are people, they had something out a while ago, somebody's just out in the street screaming about Trump. I mean, what? It just looks to me, what I saw back in the 60s, the 70s and 80s on TV of these third world countries where they're out in the streets, they're jumping up and down and burning the flag, and I'm talking about other countries.
Right.
That's what's happening over here now.
I know.
And I frankly, it just kind of disturbs me a little bit.
Well, you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only one that's being disturbed, but, you know, we're so polarized in this country. In other words, we've got one side and another side, and everybody's getting lined up, you know, mm-hmm. against each other. And that's why we're not very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I operated my business with that kind of a gridlock efficiency,
mm-hmm.
or if a business was operated like that, any kind of business, it's sort of like a Crystal Restaurant, you know, you're not efficient, you're going to go into bankruptcy, and that's not good. That's not good at all to not be efficient. Our government is not efficient at all. All it's looking for, though, can you imagine? The only thing that they got done in the last 6 months that amounted to anything was a huge tax called the Secure Act on top of all us, and we didn't even hear about it until it hit us.
Exactly.
It was like they did it behind closed doors, and nobody's talking about it. Not even the Republicans. They're trying to hide it. They're ashamed of it.
There is so much waste in our government. They're paying for stuff like, and you know, we've heard this for years, that the bovine flatulence is supposed to be bad for the environment.
Yes.
Well, now they've done another study that hogs, pigs, same thing. Well, you know, I kind of put all those animals in kind of the same category. I think it would be a gimme to say that the hogs do the same thing. Somebody is paying, we're paying for these studies. How many hundreds of millions of dollars?
Well, here's how ridiculous. I heard that if something like that happens, I don't know about bovine, but they say that it, you know, is good for the human body to have a receptacle that picks up that smell.
Well, if you didn't do that,
seriously, that's how crazy it is.
If the cows didn't do that, their eyes would bug out. I mean, you know that, and children wouldn't drink milk. It came out of the funny looking thing. And you know how many legs are on a farmer's stool that he uses for milking a cow?
Three?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because the cow's got the other one. It's a joke, son. Oh, I'm sorry, man. you roll on into some finishing here. I'll get us a song.
Well, you know, talking about a stool, in your financial world, you need three people. You need your financial advisory, you need your accountant, and you sometimes need your tax attorney. So those three people are very important. The generalist, the one that connects the dots, is usually the financial person, like me. We work with your accountant. We work with your attorney. So you need, a generalist. When you go to the hospital or go to the doctor's office, you don't go straight into the specialist, usually. You go in and you get a checkup. If you need a checkup for your financial, stuff, your advice, you need to call me at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And I can give you a free financial checkup based upon some questions that we can ask you and things that we might point you in the right direction. Then you might be able to contact your accountant or your tax lawyer or our accountant that we have on reserve or our tax lawyer that we have on reserve if you need them. And guess what? Initial consultations with me and them is absolutely free. Free, free, free. So if you got any questions whatsoever in what you're doing, or you got questions on what you should be doing, and you're worried about the Secure Act, you're worried about your family, you're worried about your retirement, give me a call, 279-7431. It's free.
There you go. And we'll be back tomorrow evening. Some of us will. You're on nurse duty. And but we'll be talking to you. And I thought that today, since it's a state holiday today.
Yeah.
Let's see, Robert E. Lee. And my birthday was last week. And Martin Luther King.
I had a birthday a few weeks
ago. Yeah, so to roll them all into one. But I thought we would do this on the way out. I'm sure you remember this one. This is Dion.
That's a great song.
Yes, sir. Abraham, Martin, and John. See you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone?